Come on. Open up. I know what your schedule's like. You should be home right now. Ugh. There you are. Well, I didn't actually say I was coming over, but it's Friday. It's finally Friday. Yeah, this week can go straight to hell. It's time to relax. Yep. So let me in. I brought a big bag of snacks with me. I thought we could hang out and get wasted on junk food. We could play games, listen to some tunes, whatever. I am down for anything. So, what's up? How have you been? Only okay? Well, this week has been pretty awful, to say the least. So, I'm glad I could come over. Even if I did barge in here without calling first. But I mean, it's fine I'm here, right? I don't want to bother you if you had plans or anything. Really? Okay, that's great. Yeah, we've barely seen each other this week. It kind of sucked, if I'm being honest. But hey, sometimes that's just how it is. It happens. Oh, can I get a drink? Like, we need to start this weekend already. I'm gonna get started on the snacks. I'll have whatever you're having. How are your classes, by the way? You had an early lecture, didn't you? Yeah, that's a no. 8 a.m. classes ruin me. For me, let's just say the best part of my day is that it's over. You don't even know. I just grabbed all this stuff and rushed over here. But what's taking so long with the drinks there, man? Ah, yes. Thank you. Wait a minute. You sure you're okay? No, don't say it's nothing. You look like you have something on your mind. Of course you can tell me. We tell each other everything, don't we? What? You're failing? Like what? Some tests? Your course? Oh. Okay. You know what? Let's sit down. Even if you don't think this is a thing, like, we're gonna make it a thing. I can see this is bothering you. So obviously we're gonna talk about it. Yeah, come sit with me on the bed. Lay your legs over mine. Come on. Comfy, huh? Just like we used to do. So, tell me what's been happening. Okay. And have you tried talking to somebody about this? Your lecturers, counselors, anyone? I'm the first person you've told. I get that. It's not the easiest conversation to have, especially if you're not used to struggling this much. Right? It's a big adjustment from high school. But plenty of people have made it work, so I know you can too. I mean, look at me. I wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed back then, but now I'm coping? No. Don't worry about me. I'm good. Seriously. We're focusing on you now. Of course it's fine. I said don't worry about me. Are you trying to dodge my question or something? Yeah, so go on. It's always okay to get some help. Whether we're talking about schoolwork or how you're feeling, whatever. Never be ashamed to reach out to somebody. Someone will help. I can guarantee that. And even if no one does, know that I will. Mm-hmm. Always. So, maybe give me a little smile. Okay, that's the opposite of a smile. Is this hitting you that hard? No, of course not. I really didn't mean to sound so insensitive. Let me just... Okay. Give me a space here. All right, this will work. Let me put my arm around you. Don't be so glum, chum. I know you're feeling down, but you'll get through this. I'll help you get through this. What was that? Okay. Cut that shit out right now. Don't what me? Losers stay losers? Say that again and see what happens. You don't get to say that about yourself. You're so much better than that. I thought we left all that loser shit back in high school. I'm just... Don't do that, okay? I can't stand it when you're like this. It's not good for you. And it's definitely not you. Well, that was back then. Who gives a shit about high school now? And what? If you were a loser, what did that make me? A super loser? See? Exactly. Still, who cares? We were together, weren't we? And like you said, you didn't think I was a loser, did you? You can bet I didn't think you were either. And I thought you were incredible. And if you still want to think like that, look at it from a different angle. We're not losers. We're scrappy underdogs. Yeah. We fight. And then we win. And that's how all the movies go. Mm-hmm. So be strong for me, okay? And I'll be strong for you. Great. Great. So, do you want to get back to stuffing our faces with... Hold up. Look at me. Yes, let me see your eyes. Okay, stop. Is that really all of it? You still look like you have something you want to say. You know, you can tell me anything. Why should I promise I won't be mad? Wait, no. Are you serious? Is this like a recent thing? How long have you been thinking about this? I had no idea. Why wouldn't you tell me about this earlier? Yes, it's gonna bother me. How did you think I was gonna react to this? I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I don't know. I don't want you to leave. Have things really been that bad? I mean, for you to consider dropping out? No. No, I get that. I get it. You wouldn't be saying that without a lot of thought behind it. I know. No, I don't want to go home. I want to stay here. Especially after what you just told me. Please don't do the whole loser thing right now. It's not helping anybody. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to make you feel worse. Is there any way that you'll reconsider? Like, what if I help you with your work? I know it's not really my field, but I can try. Or I can help you find some help. Like, we can go talk to your lecturers, maybe some upperclassmen, see if they can point you in the right direction. Then maybe you can talk to someone at admin to adjust your course load. I don't know. How can you ask me why I'm doing this? I'm trying to figure this shit out because I don't want you to leave. I told you I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave me. If you're planning on leaving, then I think I need to say this. Maybe I can change your mind. You know, we've always been together, and I don't know. In that time, I kind of sort of fell for you. I caught feelings, you know? No, why would I joke about this? I would never do that to you. That's awful. Listen to me now. I mean, everything I'm about to say. Yes, I like you. Like, really, really like you. And I want to be with you. Even more than I already am. No, don't say that. Look at you. You're amazing. Hey now, what did I say about that? Well then, losers stick together. Come on. Yeah, we stick together. So, maybe stick with me. Actually, don't let me sway you too much if you really feel like you need to leave. I kind of said this as a Hail Mary, but I realize now that it was a bit of a dick move. Not that I didn't mean every word, but it wasn't the most considerate thing to do. I can't mess up your plans just because I like you so much. I also realized that I've been doing most of the talking, and I didn't even hear an answer. Do you want to be with me? Because I know I want to be with you. Oh my god. Oh, thank god. We can figure things out, okay? You haven't made up your mind about leaving yet, so let me help you. We'll see what we can do about your work, and no matter what happens, I'll respect your decision. No, but let's not think about that right now, please. I just want to spend as much time with you as I can. Losers stick together, right?